I was going pretty good. Like I said, I come from a 3-4, so it's nothing new to me. You know, just a little kinks to wrinkle out. You know, and I'm just coming out here trying to bond with these guys and, you know, just develop a friendship and relationship. You know, to just trust each other on Sunday. Like I said, under Vic, you know, it's a lot more. It's a lot more upfield. You know, it's a lot more, a little more freedom. Not much, but you know, with his defense is a little bit more technical because you got a lot of guys that's tied into one play, and so it's a little bit more technical. And your job is, your responsibility is very major, because if one person messes up, it screws up the whole continuity of defense.
And what's that adjustment?
It's a little bit weird, you know, but I'm stepping up to the responsibility. You know, learning from those guys. You know, coming in as a rookie, Bowen, Cofield, Hatcher. You know, those guys taught me a lot. You know, and one thing I noticed about them, they came to work every day. They came to work. They was a pro every day, and that's one thing I'm trying to do. You know, I'm trying to be a pro every day. You know, come to work with a mentality that I got to get better and that I develop on the young guys. Oh my God, very powerful guy. Like I said, he come from the ACC. You know, when I went back to watch Clemson games, you know, I already knew he was that disruptive guy. You know, I remember play Clemson when we played them in Florida State. You know, they was on the 1 yard line going in, and he blew the play up and got a forced fumble, and they ended up winning the game. So once we drafted him, I remember that play, and I told him about it every day. So.